Sealed with a Kiss and CITR 101.9 FM presents the Stanley Park Singing Exhibition, a two-day musical extravaganza with a focus on the art of song singing. Sunday, August 31st features Nico Case, Andrew Bird, Destroyer, Deerhoof, The Evaporators, while Monday, September the 1st features The New Pornographers, Black Mountain, Stevie Jackson of Bell and Sebastian, The 1900s, and Biscuit. Both shows are at the Malkin Bowl in Stanley Park. Doors at 3:30 p.m. Advanced tickets are on sale now at Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, High Life Records, and all Ticketmaster locations. Brought to you by Sealed with a Kiss and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Now, I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting, un-American behavior is 1 year in prison or $10,000 fine or both. Anyone making a sick, subversive remark tonight be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
Welcome to Exquisite Corpse Radio here at CITR Vancouver, on your dial at 101.9 FM, on your cable at 101.9 FM, on your computer at www.citr.ca, and podcasts are available. Hope you've been enjoying our podcast service. We're very proud of it. Today we've got some new things pulled out especially for you, because you are special to me. We've got the new Matmos in front of me, Supreme Balloon, and this is kind of an odd Matmos album. Well, let's hear Mr. Mouth from this Matmos album. Mr. Mouth from Matmos.
Thank you. We'll be right back. 18 long months, you have stood up one by one and said enough to the politics of the past. You understand that in this election, the greatest risk we can take is to try the same old politics with the same old players and expect a different result. You have shown what history teaches us, that at defining moments like this one, the change we need doesn't come from Washington. Change comes to Washington. Change happens. Change happens because the American people demand it, because they rise up and insist on new ideas and new leadership, a new politics for a new time. America, this is one of those moments. I believe that as hard as it will be, the change we need is coming. Because I've seen it. Because I've lived it. Because I've seen it in Illinois when we provided health care to more children and moved more families from welfare to work. I've seen it in Washington, where we worked across party lines to open up government and hold lobbyists more accountable, to give better care for our veterans and keep nuclear weapons out of the hands of terrorists. And I've seen it in this campaign, in the young people who voted for the first time, and the young at heart, those who got involved again after a very long time, in the Republicans who never thought they'd pick up a Democratic ballot, but did. I've seen it in the workers who would rather cut their hours back a day, even though they can't afford it, than see their friends lose their jobs. In the soldiers who re-enlist after losing a limb. In the good neighbors who take a stranger in when a hurricane strikes and the floodwaters rise. You know, this country of ours has more wealth than any nation. But that's not what makes us rich. We have the most powerful military on earth, but that's not what makes us strong. Our universities and our culture are the envy of the world, but that's not what keeps the world coming to our shores. Instead, it is that American spirit, that American promise, that pushes us forward even when the path is uncertain, that binds us together in spite of our differences, that makes us fix our eye not on what is seen, but what is unseen, that better place around the bend. That promise is our greatest inheritance. It's a promise I make to my daughters when I tuck them in at night, and a promise that you make to yours. A promise that has led immigrants to cross oceans and pioneers to travel west. A promise that led workers to picket lines and women to reach for the ballot. And it is that promise that 45 years ago today brought Americans from every corner of this land to stand together on a mall in Washington before Lincoln's memorial and hear a young preacher from Georgia speak of his dream. The men and women who gathered there could have heard many things. They could have heard words of anger and discord. They could have been told to succumb to the fear and frustrations of so many dreams deferred. But what the people heard instead, people of every creed and color, from every walk of life, is that in America, our destiny is inextricably linked. That together, our dreams can be won. We cannot walk alone, the preacher cried. And as we walk, we must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead. We cannot turn back. America, we cannot turn back. Not with so much work to be done. Not with so many children to educate and so many veterans to care for. Not with an economy to fix and cities to rebuild and farms to save. Not with so many families to protect and so many lives to mend. America, we cannot turn back. We cannot walk alone. At this moment, in this election, we must pledge once more to march into the future. Let us keep that promise, that American promise, and in the words of Scripture, hold firmly without wavering to the hope that we confess. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
Except to grab all the kicks we can.
CITR
101.9 Vancouver. It makes you feel real big.
Listen up, are you a musician or a budding disco superstar at any level?
List yourself in like the musician directory on livemusicvancouver.com and you can find gigs that are like totally cool people to jam with.
We've got some groovy listings sorted by instrument and playing level so you can find just the cool cat you're looking for. Could be a teacher, someone to jam with, or a serious musical project.
Profiles link to past and present show listings, and band rosters too, so you can even check them out beforehand.
Choose from over 1,000 local musicians or list your own cool profile online easily and for free at livemusicvancouver.com.
Oh, Hi, kids. This is CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard some Gang Gang Dance mixed with some Comet and You Know Who there from tonight's speech from the convention. All mixed together. Some Valet before that with a drum movie from Naked Acid. A newer Valet album. Very nice. Umber Sleeping. The Switch Off from the self-titled Umber Sleeping CD. And what is... Let me see what that's... it's on Space Rocker Records. SpaceRockerRecords.com. Place you can go. And they are a band from Tacoma, Washington. We heard some Flying Lotus in there with a track called Breathe Something Stellar Star. Breathe Something / Stellar Star. And that was kind of nice. See if I can find any info on that. I got a pile of things here. Oh yes, Flying Lotus. Flying Lotus new album Los Angeles. That's the name of the album. It's supposed to be along the lines of Prefuse 73 and J Dilla and Cut Chemist. All right, that is from Warp Records. That was the second track we played this evening. Matmos started us off with Mr. Mouth from Supreme Balloon. Supreme Balloon, and the track was called Mr. Mouth. What's the album? Oh, the Supreme Balloon. Yeah, from Matmos. It's on Matador. Has been for quite a while now. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio. We're listening to, I don't know how to pronounce this. Is it Licky Lee or Likey Lee? Or just Licky Lee? And a Little Bit EP. I've been talking over the whole darn thing. It's not fair, is it? What are we going to do next? We got some... There's new Stereo Lab in this studio, and we should probably get to that, I think. And stay tuned for concert calendar in about 25 minutes or so. Something like that. Here's a Stereo Lab track now for you. It is called Three Women on Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show.
The UBC Learning Exchange Trek program wants you to get involved in your community. Learn about important social issues while volunteering at inner-city schools or nonprofit organizations. You'll also get to meet other UBC students in a fun and supportive environment. See how your talent and skills can make a difference in your community. Participate throughout the term or during Reading Week. Check out www.learningexchange.ubc.ca/CITR to find out more.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Exquisite Corpse, Canada's favorite radio show with DJ Bleak in here. And if you're listening to a podcast, you're listening from our web server. Our podcast can be found at citr.ca. And we just heard some tracks by some artists there. And there you go. That was Blarvuster with GGG from Western Front, Western Front's Fall Edition 2008. Blarvuster recorded live from Western Front. Head Like a Kite, we heard before that with Before We Go to Bed from an album called There Is Loud Laughter Everywhere. We heard The Sound of Animals Fighting. A track called Cellophane from The Ocean and the Sun LP. And Stereolab was in there with Three Women from the new CD called Chemical Chords, which looks like it's on 4AD now, which is a nice match, I'd say. We're listening to Waves and Radiation now from the disc called Whom the Gods Notice They Destroy, and the track is called Breaking Atmosphere, the vibrations were maddening. I cannot talk. Right, stay tuned for Wobbly and calendar of events soon.
My name's Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
I love all type of, I love art also, and I consider art everything.
I love art. Art is just like dope.
It expresses the artist's feeling about his or her life.
Mm. You know, people don't think dogs playing poker is high art.
It's pop art, isn't it?
I don't know. I just think it's really cool.
Whatever you think is cool, we've probably got it on Arts Express, where we cover theater, film, music, dance, comedy, literary events, and everything in between. Tune in every week to find out what's going on, what's worth checking out, and to hear some great interviews with artists here in your community. That's every Tuesday at 2 with myself, Katie Fitzpatrick, Arts Express, here on CITR 101.9.
And thanks for dropping by to CITR Radio. This is Exquisite Corpse, and let's see what's happening in town. I know something. Just a sec here. Well, let's go to this. Don't listen to this. Okay. my throat. Well, my calendar doesn't go up very far. Bumbershoot starts Saturday down in Seattle. And Chick 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 is playing in town here on the 31st. But let me give you a rundown of what's going on here. Here I am trying to get the turntables to work as per usual. It's always a bit of a trial trying to get these darn things to work, and people don't seem to leave them in workable condition. I swear I will not feel least bit of sympathy if those people who leave the turntables unmanageable lose their spots here at this radio station. Okay. Listening to the new Lustmord as we speak. So, some of the people that are playing Bumbershoot this year on Saturday, you got Nico Case, Lucinda Williams, Band of Horses, and Beck at the main stage. You've got people like Stax Brothers and Estelle, Saul Williams, Ian Moore, Asylum Street Spankers and Nada Surf, Man Man, M. Ward, The Walkmen, Barcelona, Throw Me the Statue, Sweetwater, Unearth, Anti-Flag, Fall of Troy, New Faces, The Girls, The Valley, Powerful Power, Mono in VCF, my favorite, West Indian Girl, Kinski, and Comedians. And there's a comedy stage with a bunch of neat people. There's several comedy stages, actually. There's Tim Finn's going to be there. Reckless Eric. Forgot about that. He's going to be there with Amy Rigby. Amazing. And that's all just one day. And there's a lot of things I haven't even told you about Saturday. Going to be amazing. I'm going to make out my schedule. Otherwise, I'm going to... My head's going to be spinning. I won't know where to go, what to do. So I better write it all down. Flatstock is the poster event that goes on all day long. You can look at posters and buy them. Lots of concert posters. And I will buy a few of those, as I did last year. On Sunday, you have bands like The Lonely H playing, The Hands, The Emergency, The Blakes, These Arms Are Snakes, The Weaker Thens, Brother Ollie, Jacob Dylan, Dale Watson, Kathleen Edwards, Sage, Shackleton's, Hal and Rain, The Wigs, Sons and Daughters, Tapes and Tapes. Lushy, Oregon, Lee Scratch Perry. Can you believe that? My goodness. The Black Keys, Stone Temple Pilots. Yes, that's right. That's just some of the things going on Sunday. And Monday, you got Offspring, Superchunk, Death Cab for Cutie, Chocolate, The Physics, Bedouin Sound Clash, Javier Rudd, or sorry, it's Xavier Rudd. I say Javier, but it's not that. Dale DeFunco, Homo Sapien, Mark Pickerel and his Praying Hands, Old 97's Mike Doty, Head Like a Kite, who we heard just a little while ago, Two Gallants, John Vanderslice, Battles, Minus the Bear, Dan Deacon, Flowbots, Aiden, Monotonics, good lord, Maldives, Feral Children, good band, good nice little punk band, Valela Valela, Black Eyes and Neckties, all three of those bands I saw at the block party not long ago in Seattle. What else here? Lots of stuff going on in the comedy stages. There's literary stages. It's there's one real film festival going on, so there's short films and longer films you can check out as well. It's just an amazing event. I've been going since about 1984 or so, off and on. But when I can make it, I do. That's all I'm going to be telling you about tonight. I am going to sort of out of lack here. I was going to play Wobbly, but the turntables seem to be out of commission again. So we'll see if we can fix them while I find something else to play here. Let's play something else from the Western Front CD, since it's Western Front are people I do jobs for every now and then at work. Nice people. Let's hear Capillary Action with Placebo or Panacea from Western Front, New Music Fall 2008 CD. And I picked the wrong one. Picked the wrong CD player. This is the one we want.
Oh, Missing something only I can maneuver. Then the rash fit, no part of my brain starts to wander.
Shine of hope, and it offers to all the world a welcome sign of hope, and it offers to all the world a welcome sign of hope, and it offers to all the world a welcome sign of hope, and it offers to all the world a welcome sign of hope. It will include specific proposals. A fair and enforceable agreement to halt the production of nuclear weapons, to convert them from weapon stockpiles to peaceable use, and it offers to all the world a welcome sign of hope. And it offers to all the world a welcome sign of hope. And it offers to all the world a welcome sign of hope. Offers to all the world a welcome sign of hope. And it offers to all the world a welcome sign of hope. It will include specific proposals, a fair and enforceable agreement to halt the production of nuclear weapons, to convert them from weapon stockpiles to peaceful use. Hope on both sides, and it offers to all the world a welcome sign of hope. It will include specific proposals, a fair and enforceable agreement to halt the production of nuclear weapons, to convert them from weapon stockpiles to peaceable use. offers to all the world a welcome sigh of hope. And it offers to all the world a welcome sign of hope. And it offers to all the world a welcome sign of hope. And it offers to all the world a welcome sign of hope. And it offers to all the world a welcome sign of hope.
Thank you.
That is some Metalux with John Weiss. And a release they called Exoteric. Exoteric. Wobbly before that with Tiny Tongue from the 7-inch. Little 7-inch release with Bubbly. I think it was Bubbly. And put out on Ake Records from Vancouver. And Wobbly is John Lydecker, who has been known to do pretty amazing things with people like us, also known as Vicky Bennett. We heard Plucked in there, Spun Around, a few choice tracks from that Canadian release, Plucked, and we heard Capillary Reaction from Western Front, Fall 2008, Placebo or Panacea, and this is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Thanks for dropping by. We've only got 7 or so minutes left. Thunderbird Radio Hell is up, and you're going to be hearing a track from Famine in a little while from another 7-inch, because it sounded like good old-fashioned punk rock to me. And for right now, I'm going to be playing you a track by Spo Itz, and if that's how it's pronounced, then I'm doing well. If it's not, I don't know. It's Spo Itz. It's called All Radio Is Dead. It's pretty short, though. Very short.
All radio is dead. All radio is dead.
Kirstie.
And I'm Sheila.
And we're both single moms. We started SPOC UBC, Single Parenting on Campus, an AMS club, with the hope of drawing attention to the additional challenges single parenting students face on our campus. We want to create a space for single parenting students to find resources and support.
Our first meeting will be held on Tuesday, November 6th from 11 to 12:30 at the Women and Gender Studies WAGS building right next to Brock Hall. We welcome all single parenting students and, of course, allies. And please remember that your children are always welcome.
Please help us spread the word by informing any single parenting students that you know about our group. We're also open to receiving anecdotes or stories from single parent students regarding their time spent at UBC.
Feel free to drop by our meeting on November 6th or send us an email at spoc.ubc@gmail.com. We really look forward to hearing or seeing you.
Regulations here. Du lyssnar på CITR 109.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Move your body into the most comfortable position for you. On your back, on your side, on your stomach, whichever is best for you. Do this as you listen to the special sounds of ocean surf, and I will join you again later for the next step.
Now, close your eyes, relax, and take a long, slow, deep breath.
The losers or underachievers are people who have never made the decision that could set them free. You gotta have a dream if you're gonna make a dream come true. And while they fondly hope and dream that one day they'll drift into a rich and successful port, they usually end up on the rocks or run aground.
I always get those two responses in that order.
Life is mostly determined by circumstances or predestination, and they're more likely to give in to doubt and fear. Each player must accept the cards that life deals him or her.
People are different. We should dominate the other person and outsmart them and trick them into doing things that they wouldn't normally do. Well, how on earth can that work?
So you need to discipline yourself to win.
I agree with you.
You are in control of your own life.
Somebody does have to win.
You are in control of your own life.
Somebody does have to lose.
You are in control of your own life.
Somebody does have to win.
You are in control of your own life.
Somebody does have to lose.
You are in control of your own life.
Somebody does have to win. Somebody does have to lose. But there are always more issues than that.
You know, I like myself. I really do like myself. You know, I like myself. I really do like myself. Given my parents and my background, I'm glad I'm me. In fact, I'd rather be me than anyone else.
I am myself, and I am perfect. My body is perfect, and my mind is perfect.
You know, I like myself. I really do like myself.
I am myself, and I am perfect. My body is perfect, and my mind is perfect.
Given my parents and my background, I'm glad I'm me. Positive self-esteem is the key ingredient.
I am myself. And I am perfect. My body is perfect, and my mind is perfect.
But it's not a question of one of us being right and one of us being wrong.
I am myself, and I am perfect. My body is perfect, and my mind is perfect.
But that's not true.
I am myself, and I am perfect. My body is perfect, and my mind is perfect. I am myself, and I am perfect. My body is perfect, and my mind is perfect. I am myself, and I am perfect. My body is perfect, and my mind is perfect. I am myself, and I am perfect. My body is perfect, and my mind is perfect. I am myself, and I am perfect. My body is perfect, and my mind is perfect. I am myself, and I am perfect. My body is perfect.
Oh, there's background noise on that thing, huh? That was Naked Rabbit with Self-Esteem from the... various artists, the Act of Snuggles compilation. Ben is preparing for the show, and it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome.
Best show ever.
Yes. And the Famines were before that with... I like some of the things you do from the 7-inch called Black Sea. It's a double disc 7-inch thing. And we heard Spoets before that with All Radio is Dead from the Act of Snuggles. compilation once again. So this is Bleak saying good night. And take care of yourself. Remember, the future is bleak. Good night.
Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's that? Hello, my name is Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we love the AMS.
Oh, yeah, the AMS is good.
Join us at the AMS. Yeah.
The mission for AMS.